The post-match interview.
Thanks, Mitch, for your time. Well done on the win. Lots to take out of it, some positives. There's some things, obviously, from the constructive side of things that you take out of it as well.
Yeah, it was a grind. They play that kind of footy, very one-on-one, you know, really good around the footy, and they're back to playing really good footy, as we've seen the last 3 weeks to a month. So it was a tough win, and proud of the boys.
Definitely. And great to see Zach Smith get his first game for the year. Is that something we worry about with Reece Stanley, or just a bit of a late change?
Just a little bit of late change. I think Reece just didn't quite get up for the game, so we'll see how he goes with that and going forward next week. But I thought Smithy came in and did a really good job. I think we probably had a bit of dominance in there, which was good. I'm not sure on the numbers. I could be wrong there, but I felt like it. I thought the boys did a really good job.
Mitch, appreciate your time kinging up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass, Blue McGrath, Kent Kingsley and Lockie Young. Are you playing the best footy of your career at the moment?
2017 was pretty good, but bit of a different role this year, being able to get on the end of a few goals, which always helps. And I'm just really enjoying footy, enjoying life. And, you know, with this group, who knows what we can do, but it's really, really balanced, and, you know, we're just having fun. So, yeah, we'll see how we go.
You were drafted the same draft as Daniel Menzel. Was it weird seeing him in red and white?
Yeah, it was a little bit. I don't know really what to say there. Yeah, he's obviously had his tough times. We got drafted, as you said, together, and kind of went down different roads, really. He kept getting injured, unfortunately, and I was lucky enough to keep playing, and that's just the nature of footy. It's a big beast, and sometimes, you know, luck. You need luck, and I feel like I've had that compared to Dan. But, you know, credit to him, he's cracked on and got through everything, you know, through adversity. And it's still great to see him playing footy, that's sure.
Yeah, well said, Mitch. It's Ben Castle. Are you getting more of the ball forward to centre this year as opposed to last year, or does it feel like that when you play?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I do love getting on the end of one, kicking a goal and hitting up big hawky, but not sure. It's kind of just how the games are panning out. There's a bit more space around, you know, the outside at the moment, and I suppose you're only really playing on one guy. So you can kind of play to your strengths and use your smarts, use your fitness. I think that helps as well. So, I think the even balance and the team winning obviously helps out as well.
Obviously, we watch you each week, and it seems like, and I know winning certainly helps, but the enthusiasm, you know, from your oldest player down to your youngest player, and I imagine that sort of translates throughout the week as well. It must be a really good footy club to be at this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether we win or lose, we come in and we're happy, and you know, you don't want to be walking around on eggshells when you come to work. It's just not a nature you want to be a part of. So you come in here, hopefully it doesn't change too much, win or lose, and yeah, we remain upbeat, and, you know, it's a long season. So, you know, I know we're looking all right now, but, you know, it can fall quite quickly. So we've got to remain on our toes and make sure we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's and having fun, because I think when you're having fun, you're playing better footy.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Speaking with star cat Mitch Duncan, here's Kent Kingsley.
Mitch, the improvement of Sav up forward and that just the different dimension he gives your forward line when he's able to get up there and give Hawk a chop out in the air.
Yeah, absolutely. He loves jumping at the ball, and so do, you know, we love seeing that. He gets his hands to a lot, and if he doesn't, he creates a contest. And then when he hits the ground, he's able to butter up and, you know, pressure, and that's a modern game at the moment. So he's a perfect, you know, kind of second tall to Hawk that can pinch hit in the ruck, because he's got soft hands and he's got an obviously amazing leap too. So it's good to see him back in the side and playing good.
And just with that Luke Dalhouse up forward now, the constant pressure, able to lock the ball in, since coming across, he's at another dimension as well?
Yeah, absolutely. He's him and Gary Rowan, to be honest, when they've come in and, you know, they've created a lot of enthusiasm for the group, and it's been infectious. It's kind of running through. We're talking about having fun and being a good club. Those two have really come in and set the standard for that, and I think everyone's jumped on board, and you know, they've been really, really important for us this year.
Whose story have you enjoyed this, you know, thus far, Mitch, in terms of a player that, you know, may have surprised you and you really enjoy playing with or watching, or might even be a VFL player who's cracking in and making inroads in their footy?
Grian Myers. He's just come in, and to be honest, pre-season, I didn't see it coming, and, you know, I love him that he's proven me wrong, because he's super important for our side. He's so fit. He knows where the goals are. He's selfless, and I don't know. I just think there that the growth from those players, really help the team at the moment. But looking forward, it's really exciting for me personally. So, it's him, Tom Atkins, Tim Kelly. I just love playing with these guys.
You mentioned before you've got a really good balance off the field as well, and on the field, life's good for you. 27, you're closing in on 200 games at the one club. It's been a great journey thus far.
Yeah. Once to go over that 200 mark, I'll be really proud to represent the club for that many games. And you know, they've given me the opportunity to do what I love. So yeah, I'll never be able to repay that. So yeah, hopefully we can keep it going.
Mitch, it's Lockie Young upstairs. Congratulations on your game and your season so far. Look, we've seen a couple of times in the last few years. It's around about this time of the year where you guys have had a couple of slip-ups against teams where, from the outside, we sort of expect you to win. It must be pleasing, I guess, from that sense, in the last few weeks where you've been challenged and you've managed to, withstand that challenge from the opposition and just grind away to get those wins.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a completely new group, which we don't like kind of referring to the past too much, but with this new group, I suppose we're focusing on us a lot more at the moment and how we want to play and how we're building to hopefully bigger and better things. So we just focus on, the things that are going to make us a good team, and let the coaches worry about what the opposition are doing. And that's led from the front with Joel and, us as a leadership group and demanding that of our players, that we just need to play our way and continually to improve to, keep knocking these wins on. And then, get serious.
And Mitch, part of that obviously is that when the opportunity has come for the team at various, junctures in games, you've taken them. And that's what, even against North Melbourne, Hawke nails a couple of goals in the third quarter that are crucial. And I think the coaches talked about taking your opportunities when they come. And so far this year, this season, as a team, you've been able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I suppose, about, taking your moment. And you might be having a bad game or might not be going your way, but if you get that moment to take it. And I think our goal kicking's really helped us this year. It's allowed us to get a bit of a buffer every now and then if we kick two or three straight, and especially early in games. And Hawks led that. Gary Rowan hasn't missed too many goals, so I think that's really important.
Any time for golf, Mitch?
Mate, I have not played golf in a long time.
You need to get back out on the course.
Yeah, well, things are going okay at the moment, so I don't know if it's maybe golf-related or not, but, geez, I'd be scared to actually swing a golf club at the moment.
Mitch, you didn't see Tom Hawkins clip on young Dawson at all, did you?
Oh, I thought Dawson ran into him, but we'll have to wait and see how the powers that be will place that one. But, I didn't see much in it.
Yeah, fair enough. Gary Rowan, how was he leading into the game? Did you sense a change in mood or anxiousness?
A little bit, to be honest. I don't know how it would feel, but when we played the Doggies, Dale was a bit the same. He was a bit on edge, and it's just one of those things. He's glad we got the win. He's like, boys, I'll be better next week, and we move on. It would be a different feeling. Obviously, they gave him the opportunity to do what he loves as well, and yeah, they were. He'll improve from that and from this week, and yeah, we just keep knocking on the door.
Yeah, absolutely. Big game next Friday night against the Tigers. Looking forward to that one, but well done on getting the 4 points tonight, and you turn for home in a very good position at 10-1. Thanks for your time, Mitch.
Thanks, guys, up there. Cheers.
The post-match interview.